Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Guys, you know what's crazy?
Honestly, I do.
Crazy?
I mean, my first thought was going to say you, Presley.
Well, other than me?
Not much.
You can buy... Don't cry. You can buy 6 guinea pigs from PetSmart and start grilling them in the parking lot, and it ain't illegal.
It's not. And...
Wow!
You got to be kidding me. There's no way.
Think about it. What law is that? What law would stop you from?
Well, it depends. You could be doing other things while you're doing that.
Can you cook?
But what if that's
lots?
All you're doing?
Well, we have PETA in this country, though. Like,
who's
PETA
from Hunger Games?
Well,
not the chips.
I guess what I'm trying to
PETA
say
chips.
Is like,
oh,
I
don't know,
they're not like a government like company or anything.
Oh, is that like animal rights?
Yeah, it's
stuff.
The animal rights group. It's not a government.
Animals
anything.
Have rights?
Like I didn't think animals had rights.
How old do they have to be before they vote?
the guinea pigs?
Just the animals, their rights.
Oh. I don't know.
Are we doing this in dog years or
no, guinea
no,
pig
but
ears.
Okay.
Horse
so,
ears.
If you're saying that, okay, there's just no law that specifically says that you can't grill your guinea pigs in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you could, and this is awful, this is where you really cry. Does that mean that you can go in and buy a dog at PetSmart and do the same thing?
Yeah, but I've actually heard, I actually heard this like yesterday. I heard somewhere dog meat is actually really good. Like really tender.
From where? The black market in
the
internet. Other country?
I can think of some countries that might use that.
I've heard that too. I don't want to think about it.
I don't want to think about it. I would never do it.
No, you probably want to think
I wouldn't want to do it. Yeah. I actually did think about it.
Yeah, Fluffy's
and I decided
Australian
I don't want to
shepherd,
do it.
Very lean meat.
You know, Presley, on my scale, you were, you know, falling as far as my favorite one in the group.
Oh,
should I just
now
leave?
It's definitely at the bottom.
I'm just going to leave.
Yeah, you should.
Does Zach right. think so, about his ranks for us?
I often? Don't know.
I thought I was the list guy.
Meanwhile, Zach has
a
list.
At the end of every day, he goes home to his whiteboard. He's like, all right, yeah. That's just...
he's got tally marks.
They made me mad. They said something nice.
He got me a sandwich.
A full awesome. Notebook.
Oh, yeah. That's,
what animal do y'all want to try? Do you want to...
Hey, we were trying to get off that topic, I think. But
I think just you, actually.
Yeah, you want to try
squid. Oh, okay. I want to try squid.
Okay, squid is actually really good. Like, if you have calamari,
yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of deep fried and you dip it in sauce, so it just tastes like
of course
deep
you've
fried
had
saucy
squid.
Goodness.
You're cool.
A lot of people have had
you've
calamari.
You've been places. Squid. I've done, like, no travel.
I say I've had crazy. Squid, and Preston's like, you're so cool. Meanwhile, Zach's like, I've had squid, and everybody just ignores him.
Oh,
hey,
Zach thinks Presley's moving him up in his ranks.
Yeah.
He's cooler now.
It's pretty common to have calamari places, isn't it?
It is now. The weird thing that I've had that's not as common is octopus, because that is not typically or not always deep fried.
My parents tricked me into having squid.
Oh, they tricked you?
Yeah, we were at some, I guess,
they,
we might have been at the
game?
Beach. Huh?
Did they make it a game?
That is hilarious. Squid games.
Thank you.
Come on.
Thank you.
I didn't
Thank
laugh, but it was
Knuckles.
Funny.
I didn't even get what you were going for there. So
I just got that.
I think we're at a seafood restaurant, and they got some appetizer. They told me it was something, and I was like, "Oh, that sounds good." And started eating it. That's good. And they're like, "Yeah, that's squid." So
wow.
And then I stopped because just the thought of eating a squid made me.
What about
out.
What about alligator?
Oh, I love
alligator.
Had
alligator.
I don't know.
My
if
one
I've
experience
had
that. Was not very good, though. It was in Arkansas. I had alligator on a stick, about the most southern thing you can think of. And
in Arkansas.
And what's funny, it was in Arkansas.
Oh,
it was alligator on a stick.
It was Arkansas swamps.
Not Louisiana.
Arkansas swamps.
Arkansas.
That's
not
like
a gator for 60. Okay, a little more than 60.
Louisiana's close.
You know that Asian buffet we go to?
Yeah.
Why do they have frog legs? That's like the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I love frog legs.
Those actually aren't that bad, though. But I was just going to say, everybody says that alligator tastes like chicken. For mine, it did, but it tasted like rotten chicken. But the weird part is it didn't taste rotten as in like, oh, the meat went bad. It just tasted like it was kind of supposed to be that. Like you could tell that it was fresh, but still kind of tasted rotten. It was weird. It was a bizarre feeling.
Swampy. Oh, I love
that
alligator.
That doesn't sound like my experience with
alligator's good.
I had gator like burnt ends.
Okay, that could be good.
I haven't heard of that.
I mean, it wasn't like as tender as, you know, barbecue burn
ends. I think
ends,
if you burn the end of any piece of meat, that'll add some good flavor.
Yeah.
Burning did is a little underrated.
Yeah. Did your brother's sister's husband make that for you?
My brother, yeah. Yes.
Okay, he sounds like someone that would make burnt ends.
I had to remember what you meant by sister. Sisters. Yeah.
You know, your only sister.
Okay, I got it.
What is it?
What?
Your sister's husband.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I got that. Speaking of which, I got to go to a Sounds game last night.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. I want to hear about that.
I'm sorry.
It was like...
Local AAA baseball team.
It was like 20 minutes before I ended my shift yesterday, and my brother-in-law calls me, you know, my sister's husband.
Yeah. Bald.
Right.
Bald. And
beard.
He calls me, and he said that apparently someone at Candace's work, my sister, gave her tickets. So I was like... He was like, hey, I have an extra ticket. I'll go. I went. It was fun. We blew them out of the water. I got to see Keston Hira play, which was cool.
Oh, nice, yeah.
He's still down there.
Keston Hira is a second baseman for the Milwaukee Brewers. I guess he's hurt or something right now.
Yeah,
he's
second and first baseman, right?
He does play first sometimes.
And the Sounds are the AAA affiliate for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah. Okay. It was cool. But almost every time I've been down there to go watch them play, he's there. So it feels like he's always injured. You know?
Maybe. He's either always injured. Is he just not? It seems like he'd be good enough to be in the MLB. Is he just not good enough? It seems like he would be. So then again, his strikeout rate is like he strikes out 80% of the time. It seems like
his OPS is like 400, and I think his average is like right under 200. His batting average. So I think he's an average player, but he has those like clutch moments. He's like he reminds me of Javi Baez without all the hype, because like you know everyone loves Javi, but he can't really like play consistently. That's the way I feel about Keston.
Yeah, everyone at home agrees.
I'm gonna name my kid Javier. I decided to
Javier. Javier.
I love that name.
Or
Javier.
Or first name Javi, middle name Air.
Ooh.
Javier Parker.
Air Parker, the new Air Jordan.
Yes!
Air Jordan.
Your shoe deal.
Yes!
Dude!
It's just Leighton dunking like a block of cheese.
Yes! He's at a fondue place.
You're like, wow, that's cool basketball. No, you just can't see it. It's a silhouette of a wheel of cheese.
Yeah.
You just can't see
Gouda.
It.
Smoked Gouda.
Have y'all heard some of the like more outlandish minor league baseball team names?
I just heard one the other day.
They're the best.
I love my Giants. There are some that are definitely more crazy, but I can't remember if it's AA or AAA. For my San Francisco Giants, it's the Flying Squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that.
There's one that's the Trash Pandas, too.
The Trash Pandas is a great one. I love
that's in Savannah, Georgia, I believe.
Here's one that is the Carolina Disco Turkeys.
What? If I was a disco turkey, I'd never want to get promoted.
Racist.
Oh, here's one.
Disco turkey?
Oh, turkey. I just got that.
Yes.
I didn't. Yes. That didn't connect.
Yes. Yes.
My
favorite one that I heard recently was the Georgia Yalls.
It's right here.
Florence
Yalls.
The Florence
in Kentucky.
Yalls.
Also, it's not the same as MLB, but
that's actually
Zach,
cool.
Didn't you mention some one time to me about how there was in Savannah, like a banana ball? Something
Savannah bananas. I want to go.
So yes. Can you explain what that is? Because it's been a while.
Okay. I love this. This is like one of my favorite things ever. Baseball has like this separate game and it's called banana ball. And it's played on the same field, all the same stuff, blah, blah, blah. But there's a few rules that have been changed. Okay. There are no mound visits. The batter cannot call timeout. Any foul ball that's hit, if a fan catches, it's an out.
It's an out. So, like, you're part of the game.
Wow. So, like, you're part of the game when you go to watch.
That's kind
of
cool.
The game cannot go over 2 hours, even if they've played X amount of innings. And I think if it goes past 9 innings and it hasn't hit 2 hours, you still play. At any point during an at-bat, you can run to first. Just at any point.
any point?
At any
it's just
point.
Nonsense.
You can run to first.
So, it's a, they're not a minor league team for any MLB team. It's a two independent professional teams. So
yeah.
They kind of just made up their own rules.
I kind of love this. So that That's means that you can just come out of the dugout and immediately just start sprinting to first base without ever going
to
the
mound. You have to be batting, right?
You have to walk up to the plate.
But then you
just
that's
a dumb rule. I just want to take off from the dugout.
Are these the people
running.
That dance?
Yes, they're the people that dance
I
on
have,
the field.
I have seen that.
No, I saw a video the other day. It was like the Bananas were playing some team.
Probably the Bandits.
And maybe, I don't know. But I think the Bananas were up by like one, and there were some people on base in the bottom of the ninth, and this guy hit a foul ball line drive towards the stands, and this guy caught it, and so the Bananas won the game because of that, and they got the guy on the field, and they all like celebrated on the mound and stuff with them like he was part of the team.
That's great.
It's really cool.
And there, I think there was a guy that was on the Bananas that got like a 10-day contract or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that, I think that's what people play too, is because, I mean, MLB teams might look at that if you're actually performing well.
Right?
Yeah.
So is this like the Harlem Globetrot?
That's a good way of putting it.
I was thinking. Yeah.
And I forgot the other situation, but there is a situation. I forgot what you have to do for it to happen, but there is a situation where you're at home plate. Oh, I know what it is. Drop third strikes. So, like, if a catcher drops a third strike, you have to throw the ball to every position player on the field.
What?
Every position? Wait, including outfield?
Including outfield. All nine players have to touch the ball, and if you can get around the bases before all nine players touch the ball, then it's a run.
So they're just chucking it around each other?
Yes.
That seems crazy.
Dude, so what's even the most efficient way to do that? Like, you throw to, like, first, second, right, center, left, short, third, home?
I love when we talk about baseball.
We've done that a lot
recently.
Actually,
we have done that a lot recently, which makes it more funny for you.
Oh, and then when I was at the game the other night, sorry, Presley, they actually used challenge plays. Like, there was a call on the field.
Oh, for the sounds.
Yeah, for the sounds. Yeah. And I didn't even know that they were doing that. So, like, there was this guy that got called for a strike, but they challenged it, and they looked on the screen. Infrared cameras were tracking the ball and where it crossed the plate.
Nice.
And it was actually ruled a ball. So
wait, they did that for a strike and a ball?
Yes.
Oh, they don't do that for MLB. That's
AAA has actually always been a little more advanced or progressive word you want
to
say.
I guess that's a way to test out things.
Right. It is. Okay. Yeah, like, for example, if you went to, like, the pitch clock, for example, that's a very new heated topic for nowadays with the MLB. If you went to a AAA game, like, 3 years ago, there was a pitch clock.
Oh, cool.
That's been a thing for AAA for a while.
That's a great idea.
But yeah, it was crazy. You could look at the Jumbotron and see where the pitch crossed the plate, and it was actually a ball. And the ump had no say.
There's two perspectives on this. You can think, oh, wow, AAA is getting more like new and modern technology before the majors. Or you could think of it, they're using it as a great way to test it out for the majors.
That's exactly what
so,
they're doing. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a good idea to me.
I've always loved AAA batteries over AA.
Really?
I have.
Wait, what's your reasoning for that?
No way.
Alarm clocks, remote controls.
Alarm clock, Zach. Zach's alarm clock broke today. It was one that he got from, it from the Snow White and the Seven Drawers Museum.
Pretty good alarm. Yeah. Pretty good alarm clock right here.
Also,
it's like a $1,000 alarm clock.
Shabab called him and he still felt like a slave.
I called him, talked. Got his coffee order.
Well, no, the thing that made this so funny is that yesterday, Zach sent a text in our group chat saying, hey, guys, we really need to start recording at like 9 o'clock. So we're like, okay, so we make sure to get here set up. Presley, were you also come by last night, Layton?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
me
so
and Presley.
The Parker Bros actually came by last night to help set it up to speed up the process. And just all of this. And Zach's 1950s alarm clock didn't wake him up.
All that thing looked horrible.
So I showed up late today, in case you couldn't tell.
Wow.
He doesn't do this often.
Hey, actually, for the last few months, I've been showing up on time.
That is true.
This is the first time in a while I really messed up.
Don't start it back up.
Yeah. Don't fall back into old habits.
I messed up. But I had to buy that alarm clock because my phone wasn't waking me up anymore, and now I know it needs a new battery. So
what is it, like 25 cents or something?
It was $12 on Amazon.
That's what it is.
This was about a thousand.
Yeah. It's got like the bells on it and it rings.
Yeah.
It's really loud.
You don't wake up. What he said, you don't wake up from your iPhone alarm.
Have you tried changing the alarm sound?
I mean, yeah, but that doesn't work either.
It's just like the amplitude of it.
I've seen you do that. Yeah, I'll just sleep through it.
I think we were over at his house one time. I've seen him sleep through it. Schmidt did everything this morning except wake up next to him.
What?
You got his coffee. You called him.
I always give Zach a wake up call.
You could give him a kiss good morning.
You did everything but wake up right next to him.
Yeah, I
messed up. This is why I used to sleep at one of y'all's houses before the podcast, because I didn't trust being able to wake up.
Let's just get you a blow-up mattress.
Sleep here.
We got your TV over there.
Yeah, you have the TV.
Bathroom down the hall.
I mean, at this point, my thought process is, why not just get a mattress with a remote control that, like, blows up, you know, so that way in the morning I'm just awake, you know? Yeah.
You seen one of those alarm clocks with wheels?
I have one.
You know, I bet you Presley would be down to do this. You'd probably have to pay a little bit. Presley could stand in the corner of your room with an assault rifle.
What?
And at a certain time, he could just start shooting up the room.
What?
I think that'll wake you up.
I think that would wake him up.
Okay. I don't know. So what we're going to do, we're going to turn your room into Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Or you can have an Oppenheimer-themed room.
Oh my god!
Just put an atomic bomb in there.
But Zach will still be on his Barbie bed. Since you can sleep through anything, you start the movie, go to sleep, and time it out to when the bomb goes off. That's when you need to wake up.
So you hear your alarm that sounds like a bomb, but you look on the TV.
And you make your TV look like a window, so it looks like that actually just happened outside your house.
Well, I'm really hopeful that I'm... So this is a thought I had. I might just use my Alexa to try and, like, make my bulbs light up in the morning, too.
You know how you make it say stuff?
Yeah.
You should have it say something. Like, something so, like, hurtful.
Oh, gosh.
No, I programmed it to say this thing. I ask it, why can't I find a woman? And she says... I don't know. Maybe if you get off your lazy butt and try to find someone, you may. Or something like that. It's funny.
You just train her.
It's funny.
You just
he doesn't talk the rest of the podcast.
Oh, gosh.
It's funny. Tears roll down his face.
He's like, Presley, do you have one of those pills that I could take?
I got into a fight at work.
Yes.
We want to hear about that because you can actually see some of the...
Yeah, I don't know if the camera will really be able to tell, but it was fun.
I don't know.
Remember, kids, we endorse violence.
Yes.
Right. Of all kinds.
We've mentioned assault rifles, Oppenheimer.
We're hitting all the algorithms.
Getting in fights, cooking up guinea pigs in a parking lot.
We really are
going to hit every Rednecks for you.
And now
page.
For our special guest, Alex Jones, can you please come on down?
Yeah. Turn the freaking frogs, kid.
Guinea pigs are a galaxy. I don't care what you say.
Okay, so
pretty good. A little raspier.
The tussle. The get down.
The kerfuffle.
Zach got in a fight.
I don't know if you saw it, but in the chat when you told us you got in a fight, all I said was, "Did you win?"
I did not see that.
Did you win?
I guess we'll find out. Just tell the story.
Okay, so I was going to tell the story. So I'm just going to start off by saying this did not happen on work grounds at all. I wasn't in where the building where I work. I was on break to go eat. Okay, so this was like 11:30 at night, and I was working. When did I send that? Was that Wednesday or Thursday?
I can't remember.
Middle of the week.
It all
middle of the week. It was like a Thursday night in downtown Nashville, and I'm working this rooftop, and I go down to the street level to go find where food is, and all the kitchens have closed down. So I'm like, well, I'll just have to go to a food stand. And I get an order from one of my coworkers, and I go to a Euro truck. Now, this Euro truck is like, we call it Drunk Central. Mm. It's basically where people go to sober up. Is it just off of Broadway? Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Just off Broadway. It's actually close to...
Trunk Street?
It's like down the street from Assembly Food Hall.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
So, anyways, I was at this Euro Truck. Highway robbery, by the way. You want to talk about overpriced food? $20 for a Euro.
Oh, my God.
$20. And I looked at the guy and laughed.
I'd pay $20 not to eat a Euro.
Yeah, no. It's a,
what?
You don't like Euros?
Not much.
No, I don't Euros think you've good ones.
Just... Dang, I'm so sorry. Anyways, it's so okay. I look at the guy. I'm in my all black, you know, stage black clothing. I'm like, do you give discounts to people who work downtown? And he looks at me. He doesn't speak much English. He goes, and that's it. That's all he says to
just
me.
Just laugh.
And I was like, well, dang, forget you, dude. And so I end up having to pay it because I was running out of time on my break. And
yeah.
I'm waiting, sitting there waiting for my food. And this guy at the truck hands me my food, and I'm like, this isn't my food. And he's like, no, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. I was like, no. And this drunk lady comes up, and she's like, oh, that's mine. I'm like, here you go. It's waiting there for another few minutes. I'm having to tell my work, hey, running late. Finally get my food. I'm like, finally. And I take a French fry, and I eat it. And then someone comes by, puts their hand on the plastic container that I'm holding, says, hey, bro. That's my food. And I'm like, no. And I look at him. He's gone. Just gone.
Drunk.
Now, for reference, this is like
plastered.
a 5'11", 40-year-old man, flip-flops, gym shorts kind of guy.
Very not specific. That guy, pal.
Wow.
You're not that
you're
guy.
You're not that guy.
You're not that guy.
But you have an image right now, so that's what's important.
Yeah. So almost like, did he come from like L.A.? Like, what was he doing?
I don't know. There's tons of people from out of town in Nashville.
That's true. That's very true.
Nashville's the new L.A.
That place is going to hell.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
It has. It absolutely has.
Personally.
But, it has. And so I'm like, no, this is my food. And I pointed to the guy at the truck and I said, hey, is this my food? And he said, you. He's pointing at me.
And you. He just laughs again. No.
You need to just laugh at him.
No. So I'm sitting there and this guy has his hand on my food and he looks at the guy after he says it was my food. And he's like, no, this is my food. And I'm like, dude. I was like, chill out a second. We can figure this out. It's just food. And he's like, I don't care whose food it is. I need this. Throws a punch. Yeah, just bam, like that. And I always thought when it got to this point in like an altercation, you know, I've never really been in that kind of situation before, yeah, exactly like this. But I always thought there would be a fight or flight instinct that would come up, and it didn't. It was more so like...
What just happened?
Yeah, it was almost in slow motion. It was like, this is so stupid. Like, yeah, this is happening right now. And so food falls to the ground. Thankfully, the container was closed because I shut it after I ate the French fry. And it drops to the ground. He grazed my neck. He really didn't hit me.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, we exchanged a few. And I had gotten him on
bullets
the ground.
Or... Oh.
And
where'd you hit him?
Face.
No,
a few times.
So did you tackle him? Takedown?
Knuckles? So I did.
Elbows?
I did that thing. You know, this is the only way I can explain it. It's like you grab their neck and then like sweep.
Oh, yeah.
Ankle. Oh, yeah.
That was how I got him on the ground. And
can you show us what your form was like when you
punched? Here, just Presley will be the drunk man. You recreate it.
All right.
If you don't know how to throw a punch, this is for you.
Zach's an MMA master.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and Presley, be drunk.
Right? Yeah, you are. I can see y'all.
So after he threw the punch,
we'll be bystanders.
It was like this. Right?
So he threw the punch like that.
And so, he was more so like this. I grabbed him right here.
I'll take a Euro.
And I pulled his leg this way, and he went down.
He fell on the ground.
What about when you punched him?
He went
him?
Down. That was when I punched him.
Oh.
Oh, after he was on the ground?
Yeah, that was when I started punching. It was when he was on the ground. Man.
Nice.
How did you hold your fist?
How do you make a
did
fist?
Did you do the old knuckle thing, or did you
I don't
just
like
go?
This.
There you go. Good job.
Well, anyways, the whole reason I got this on my hand was because he started turning his head when he was on the ground, and it actually like ripped on his earring. That's what that is. I was like,
ripped
the
on
heck?
His earring.
Yeah, he had like one of those diamond earrings.
Oh, stud.
Stud.
I would have punched him too.
You're like, just you see that. Someone, he just has the stud in. He's like, oh, hi, how you doing? Bang!
This is the most violent podcast we've had.
No, it really is.
Love it.
Except for the one to where we kind of hung you at Christmas. But anyway.
Huh? Anyways, there was...
Mad Libs.
Oh.
I was really hoping that after something like that, because believe me, you know, as a man, I've always wanted to,
as a man,
beat someone up.
Who doesn't think about it every
day? I mean, who doesn't think about it, right? Every now and then. But there was...
Every day.
There was no glory in it at all. It felt trivial. Especially after my dog had passed away. That really put things in perspective for me in that very moment. In ways I can't really explain other than everything else just seemed so minute and trivial. After that, like, there was no, oh my gosh, I beat him up or I won. It was like, why? Why? This is so dumb. I'm fighting a drunk toddler in downtown Nashville. And there's just way more important things going on in the world. So it wasn't fun. I really thought it would be.
What did you do after?
What happened after? This?
So anyways, I'm on top of him. I'll go ahead and finish the story. I'm on top of him, wailing on him. And he has three friends, okay? All three of them pull me off of him. And one looks at me and he's like, I am so sorry. We will get him out of here. And the other two are tending to him. And he's got, like, blood on his face. And I think I cut him on his cheekbone from my ring.
Yeah,
it was rough. And the one guy is apologizing to me, and I said, look, I said, I work down here, and I'm yelling, of course, but I said, I work down here. If I see any one of you in these bars, I was like, you are gone. I was like, get him home. Because he was, there wasn't even any glory in it either. It wasn't like, oh, he's this big jack guy, and I beat him up. Like, no, it was a drunk toddler. Like, you know what I mean? So yeah, there was, like I was saying, there's no glory in it at all. It wasn't fun.
Here on the Awkward Tapes, we do not condone violence.
Yeah.
Unless someone steals your euro.
Yeah. Yeah, your $20 food, euro.
You're coming down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
So anyways, I have blood on me, and I had gotten some on my face, too. I wasn't even thinking about it, and I wiped my face from sweat after I got up. And I told them to get out of there, and I had to get back to work. And so I got back in there, and I wasn't even really thinking about it, but I had blood on my face from where I wiped it. There was blood on my knuckles, and I couldn't wipe it off because I was wearing, like, my work clothes. Mm-hmm. And so I got in there, and the person that was, like, the shift lead was like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, crap. And I looked at myself, and I said, yeah, I'm fine. I was like, let me go wash up. I'll explain. And
you should see the other guy.
And, yeah, well, ha.
Well, went, Zach, who are you? He turns around, and he's like, I'm Batman.
He was wearing all black.
Yeah. You know, I told her, I was like, here, just give me 1 second to wash up, and I'll be right back. She said, did this happen on company grounds? I said, no. She's like, okay. So go. I went and washed up. I went back there and told her what had happened, and she was like, well, did you kill him?
Whoa.
It's like, no.
That is...
That really escalated.
That'd be a lot of punches.
That man doesn't kill people.
Yeah.
He just gets vengeance.
Yeah. Vengeance.
Batman listen, doesn't lady.
He makes you wish you were dead.
Yeah. But yeah, I really don't know how to end that story other than I was really hoping that, like, I would enjoy the gratification of knowing I won or I beat him up or whatever. But it wasn't fun.
It wasn't fun.
It was trivial. It was minute. There was no
mundane.
Horror. Mundane. No, bad. Not mundane, but
it was.
Well, you never hope that you have to do it.
Right, but I mean, someone throws a punch at you, you can't just let them keep wailing at you. I mean, you're not just gonna stand there.
Yeah.
So I mean,
you know what?
Good job.
Ow.
I guess. I mean, I wasn't there to analyze, but good job.
I mean, it really was nothing. I promise you. He was so gone. It was.
Yeah. It's amazing how much confidence drunk people have.
Oh,
you can be enormous and jacked, but if you're drunk, there's not a whole lot you can do if you're plastered.
Yeah.
I mean, plastered.
You're not. You're seeing double. Like, you don't even know where the punch is going to go.
Yeah.
So don't get drunk in downtown Nashville because you might have to do some self-defense.
Don't go to downtown Nashville.
Yeah. Just don't go here. Yeah, go anywhere else.
I know that sounds like a long story too, but that whole ordeal probably lasted like 20 seconds. It wasn't long at all before his friends got to me. So,
yeah, nice.
Did you get your food?
I did. I ate
it. Good job. God.
That's important.
$20. Yeah. I'm eating something.
Yeah. So is the real crime still that guy charging those prices and laughing at you?
Absolutely. Yes. I gave them a 1-star review.
He reviews every place
after
he goes
all of this,
to.
You're still like, I'm giving you a bad review.
Oh, yeah. They got a 1-star.
Was the food bad or just like $20?
Zach doesn't care.
It was okay.
It wasn't worth $20.
It was, no, oh my gosh. I mean, I would have been happy to pay like even 12, 13, maybe 14 bucks for
15
it.
15 or 16?
Maybe even maybe 17 or 18.
17. Maybe just 20.
Like 14 at the most.
That's and that is a tip too.
So overpriced. Oh, I didn't tip. There was an option for tip and I was just like, skip.
And you just
laughed. Is it one of those like...
Yeah. But yeah, that was that's my story. It was not fun. I'm here to tell you, kids, it sucks. It really sucked.
Yeah. All our 5-year-olds out there,
don't all our this. Drunk toddlers watching.
Well, my nephew watches this. Oh. Yeah,
don't be an idiot.
Yeah, don't be that person.
The best advice I've ever given.
Don't wear flip flops, cargo shorts, and a stud in your ear when you go to downtown Nashville.
Oh no, it's gym shorts.
His accent changed.
Again. Gym shorts.
Gym shorts.
Gym shorts.
Sorry, my country's showing.
Let your country hang out.
Okay, imagine this. I'm gonna put you in a scenario real quick. You and a friend or a significant other or whoever, you're at home, you're ready for movie night, got a bucket of popcorn. Now you just gotta pick out what movie you're gonna watch. Now, you don't wanna spend a bunch of time finding reviews for this and maybe reviews you feel like you can't trust. So what do? You go to the app we're about to tell you about. You go to Relay. You go to the Relay app and you can get reviews within like 30 seconds or a minute from just not even movie critics. It's just normal people using the app, reviewing it. And you don't have to worry about, Rotten Tomatoes gave this a 12%. So that's got to be a bad movie.
But it's my favorite movie, Schmev.
Well, Rotten Tomatoes is wrong.
Exactly.
Relay is more accurate.
Exactly.
We feel like.
Yes. Audience, real people. Not the critics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Save movie night with Relay.
Revive movie night.
Relay.
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 Now, Relay. It is time for Badly Explained Movies brought to you by Relay.
Relay.
Evan, take it away. Evan's going to take it away.
All right.
Don't take it away.
Oh. So can I start now?
Okay. Give it.
All right. A blacksmith is in love with a swan and wants to marry it, but this pedophile on a boat also wants to marry this swan and has first dibs.
There's a swan, a blacksmith, and a pedophile? That sounds like a really bad walk into a bar joke.
You said blacksmith. Is this Will Smith?
No.
Oh.
That would have been funny.
I didn't even think of that. That would have been funny.
Blacksmith,
want me to say it again?
Swan, and a pedophile on a boat.
Yeah, so a blacksmith is in love with a swan and wants to marry it, but this pedophile on a boat also wants to marry this swan, and he has first dibs.
This is a cartoon Disney movie.
Nope.
Dang.
Are there animals?
No.
Wait, did you say it's a movie or TV show?
It's a movie.
Rated R?
No.
What's it rated?
PG-13.
I don't think
it's PG.
When did it come out?
There's 20 questions.
What's the name?
I love
so what is this movie?
Could I have watched this movie in 2010?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it came out in 1920. So you could have.
Obviously, it came out in 1920.
So you could have seen it.
Blacksmith is in love with a swan.
What do you mean by swan?
Is this a bird?
No.
Is it a play on words?
Swan.
Not.
What would that mean?
Kind of. It's the actual. Here, I'll tell you what. I'll spell swan for you. Swan is spelled S-W-A-N-N.
So it's someone's last name. Is she no, white? I don't think
yes,
I've seen it.
She's white. No, you have definitely seen it.
Wow, you narrowed it down.
I think I've seen
a
it.
White
is it
woman.
The actor's last name is Swan?
In the show.
In
the show.
Or the movie. In the movie.
Oh, movie. Okay.
I don't know. I know a Lynn Swan who's a Hall of Fame wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's nice. No, so
good knowledge.
Thanks.
No, so this is, you were kind of close at first, but you said animated. This is a Disney movie, but it's not animated.
Blacksmith, Swan,
Beauty Swan. And the Beast,
Marvel.
No, not Marvel.
It's an animated Disney movie.
It's not animated. It was a huge franchise. All of us have definitely heard of it. I'm fairly confident that all of us have seen it. I'd be very surprised if some of us haven't.
Blacksmith.
Very big name actor in it. That's not actually, yeah.
Got
that's
it.
Not actually mentioned here. You understand now?
Yeah, I get what? It.
Yeah.
I still don't get the Swan part, but I got it.
Well, her name is... Her first name, then Swan.
So, is this movie centered around boats?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Come on. Boats. Boats.
Yeah, just whisper
water.
More loudly. Yeah.
Buoyancy.
That was a loud whisper, but they didn't hear it.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Who is Swan?
Yeah, no,
I haven't
Elizabeth.
Seen those movies in a while.
Her name is Elizabeth Swan.
Never seen those movies.
I haven't either.
No, so what it is that so a blacksmith, Orlando Bloom's character,
dang it.
He is in love with Elizabeth Swan and wants to marry her. Yeah. But then the pedophile on the boat refers to that one captain. The reason why I called him a pedophile is because he was an adult and knew Elizabeth when she was a child.
Oh.
So even though now she's grown up, when he first met her, she was not, which makes it, in my opinion, kind of weird.
Pedophilia.
Yeah.
Amber Heard's ex-husband goes on a trip with... Okay.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that?
There's more to that, right?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I know they had a trial. I know they got divorced.
Johnny Depp and I forgot who was with him. They were, like, performing, like, music in India. But canceled the concert because Johnny Depp was found in his hotel room passed out.
Bro, I think he's fine.
Who knows what? Yeah, he's probably fine.
I have not heard about that.
Well, he's not. I know I'm not defending Amber Heard because, you know, you can't and I wouldn't want to. But it's not like Johnny Depp is innocent, especially from, like, you know, certain uses of things.
Like drugs.
I got a giant dad.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
No.
A rat leaves his lover and his land to report over a place where he does not fit in.
I mean, yeah, I got it.
I mean, Bull, I think that's too obvious, though.
Is it?
It's not Ratatouille.
It's not Ratatouille, no. Right?
No. Okay. Okay. I thought that was just a...
It is not a rat.
So does this have something... So
kind of.
Does this have to do with, like, a prison-type movie, like a snitch? That's the rat?
No.
No?
Just a ratty person.
Is this animated?
No. Let me give you a little more hint.
What in the...
It's a foreign rat who leaves his lover and
it's like
his
a spy.
Land. It's a what?
He's like a spy, is what you're saying.
No. He goes to report, so he's kind of like a reporter, but he's not. But that's what he goes to.
Oh, Ratatouille.
No.
Oh.
Ratatouille.
So wait, is the...
I'm glad I have you stumped.
Ratatouille.
This is a very...
Ratatouille.
Not...
What?
If you let your kids watch this, you would be a bad parent. What?
Are you okay over
I'm just one? Being stupid.
I'm sorry. It was just... I looked over at Shmev and he said, Ratatouille.
This is great.
I don't know why that
got
so can
me.
You say that description
I'll
one more time?
I'll say it again. I'll add four
movie?
In there. Movie.
Movie.
Oh, man, that got me.
A foreign rat leaves his lover and his land to report over a place where he does not fit in.
So it's rated R?
It might be not rated. But
is
it
a comedy?
Be. Yes.
What?
I got
it.
The
rat.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, I get. In my defense, I have not seen the movie. Well, no, I've seen parts of it.
Look at him.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
Yeah, because the rat's name is Bo.
Yes. Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. Borat.
Borat.
No, it's funny. I actually thought about doing that one.
Really?
I didn't, but I thought about it.
That makes more sense why it's a rat.
That's a movie.
If we weren't censored, you could make that Terrible. Yeah, that is.
All right, so everybody knows that his next description is going to be Bo Rat 2.
I thought about doing that. I totally thought about doing
Bo
that.
Bo Rat.
But no.
That's funny. Good job.
Thank you.
That was I watched that second one like 5 times in a month. I don't know if I can ever watch it again.
I watched that second one maybe a week or two ago.
They're funny. They're funny.
It's one of those I probably need to see spaced out by a couple of years.
Yeah, they're intense.
All right, here's mine.
Mine?
A tiny town for people with a certain skin disease try to help themselves with a lot of shrooms. If you thought that was tough, they also are constantly scared for their lives because of a man whose nose is bigger than they are.
I got it. Wait. What?
I mean, I have an idea of it, but I don't think it's correct.
Let's go behind Presley. His nose is big.
Yeah, very big nose.
Big nose. I mean,
does he have really skinny legs?
I wouldn't really focus on that.
I don't know.
Oh, you wouldn't focus on the nose.
Not animated?
Yeah, the nose is not that important, but it's a pretty vital character.
I mean, it's animated.
What the more important characters are the skin disease ones.
Yeah.
Is it?
And it's animated, you said.
Yeah.
You're not good at whispering.
Let got it wrong. Zach got it wrong.
I got it wrong.
What I actually didn't hear that one. What'd you say?
He said Despicable Me.
I said Despicable Me.
I was kind of thinking that.
Because of the nose and the skin disease.
Yeah.
Get it?
So a tiny towns.
Tiny town.
These people, every one of these people in this town has a skin disease. And there's a lot of shrooms involved, too.
Like, actually?
Oh!
Wait.
Are you okay?
I got it. Is it? I had some caffeine.
Yes.
Got it.
I am. Presley, do you know what this is?
I have no idea.
I still have no idea.
I know you're the one that edits our podcast, but I gotta see you freeze frame of just.
All right. I did it last episode. Watch it. It's up. Were you sneezed?
I did, and
you told me to freeze frame it. I did it for you.
Oh, that's what that. But I'm not gonna lie, that really confused me. I thought it was an editing mistake because all of a sudden it just froze for a second. No. So I was like, "What?" So, I now understand.
Let me try to walk. Evan and Presley don't have this yet, right?
But this is something that I definitely know.
Oh yeah,
have I definitely seen it?
I think so. This is. It started out as a show, and then they made a couple movies off of it, like later on.
Okay,
one or two movies.
This would be a show that our parents probably watched this case.
Absolutely.
That's the
reason I started watching it.
Can I give a kind of a big hint, sort of? There's a papa.
It's their leader.
Mushrooms. Okay. This is something that I haven't seen, but I now know what it is.
Presley.
Papa.
There's a papa.
Mushrooms.
They don't actually have a skin disease.
They live in the mushrooms.
They live in mushrooms.
So what Shmev is doing is they're judging tiny people based off their skin color.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We condone that on the Awkward Tapes.
The Smurfs?
Yeah.
It's the Smurfs, yeah.
Look at
what's
that
Smurf song?
There's a Smurf song?
I don't know.
I forgot.
What's the Smurf song?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We can't play it.
No.
Yeah, true, we can't. And if you know it, don't hum it, because that actually has gotten some people copyright strict.
Are you serious?
If you hum, I mean, not specifically the Smurf song, but humming certain songs, people have hummed it, then gotten copyright strict.
Just the Smurf song.
It's only the Smurf song.
Presley.
All right, Presley.
TP.
All right.
Give us your movie, your TV show, or hopefully not Broadway musical.
Broadway musical. This is a TV show.
Okay.
So don't ask me again.
Well, now we got to.
People who somehow seem not to procreate with each other can somehow practically build everything except a motor to change their situation in isolation.
Walking Dead.
No.
Wait a minute, but they can't seem to procreate with each other?
They somehow seem not to.
They somehow seem not to. So is it animated?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. So does that mean that it's either all men or all women?
No.
No. Oh.
They're on birth control?
Stop looking for practical answers.
Well, I mean,
I just
they're infertile?
I haven't asked.
People only adopt?
It's like sci-fi.
Wow, I didn't think this was this good. I'm surprised you haven't gotten it.
I mean, I think it's terrible.
Do they live on an island?
Yeah.
Because that's why they can't build a motor. Because...
I got it.
Wait, a TV show on an island? I can only think of one TV show on an island.
One more time.
People.
Live action?
It's not animated, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, wait, what do you mean by live action? Now I'm confused.
What do you mean? Live action just means not animated?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah.
I didn't know that's what that meant.
People who somehow seem not to procreate with each other can somehow... practically build everything except for a motor to change their situation and isolation.
I 100% got it.
There's like three different things this could be.
There's only there's only two.
No. He doesn't have it.
What did you say?
I said Lost.
Oh, then I know.
I was thinking of the other show that has to do with that, because this is kind of reality TV-ish.
No.
No.
Oh, it's not Survivor. I was thinking Too Hot to Handle, or whatever.
What?
That's
you might be the...
very confused.
I got it.
Show where, like, you're on an island, like, don't procreate, as you put it, with each other, and you win money.
That's the whole purpose of the show, right? Yeah. Which is really
they
stupid.
Get a bunch of attractive people.
What
and,
the heck is this? One more time, please.
One more time.
Are you sure that we've all seen this?
You all know of it, and I'm pretty sure you've seen it.
Is that in the title?
What?
Procreate.
The island.
What?
No, the island. Oh, then I have it. I mean,
people who somehow seem not to procreate with each other can somehow practically build everything except for a motor to change their situation in isolation.
I don't know.
They literally can do anything but get out of
their their situation.
Island.
They build stuff. Island. Island. Something. Island.
Well,
apostrophe S. Island.
Do you like that?
Someone sews island.
Whose island
Gilligan's
is it?
Island.
Craig's Island?
Craig's?
Gilligan's Island.
Oh.
No, Gilligan's Island. Okay. I have maybe seen an episode. I forgot that show existed.
I definitely heard
of it. Sorry, parents.
Okay.
I haven't heard of it. I mean, I haven't seen it.
It is considered a classic, to be fair. I don't really know of it.
I thought that description, because that was pretty original. Like, I came up with that.
Who's Gilligan?
It's a guy on the show.
I always pictured Gilligan as a woman.
Is that?
Interesting.
Why are you kissing your mic?
Zach actually created one of these last night and won't have to come up with all of them on the spot.
Not the other one.
Yeah, not the other one, but just one of them.
All right. Y'all ready? Happiness is circumstantial, but joy is a way of life. Sorry, let me say that again.
Is that a poll?
One more time? Yeah. Happiness. Happiness is circumstantial, but joy is a way of life. The best mentor the world has ever seen embarks on a journey overseas.
This is magical.
What is this?
This is a different take.
That was deep.
Oh my goodness.
I feel like I was like hearing my English teacher like really dissect a book.
Yeah. No, it was... What?
I don't know.
The way I laughed.
That reminded me of the food truck guy.
Oh, the food...
Say it again.
I'm very confused.
I may have to give more. Happiness is circumstantial, but joy is a way of life. The best mentor the world has ever seen embarks on a journey overseas.
Best mentor, is that like kind of... Like, people actually think that? Like, he's the actor, or...
Oh, no, this is more so the show.
The character.
The character's
a
mentor.
He's like a, I guess, a teacher or coach.
Coach?
Yeah.
He is a coach?
Oh! Yeah. You literally just told me that you just watched this. I have it.
Well, give it away.
They didn't hear that.
Oh.
Does he...
Even though I have it, I want to hear you say it one more time.
Yeah.
That way
happiness is circumstantial, but joy is a way of life. The best mentor the world has ever seen embarks on a journey overseas.
That's actually a really good description.
Thank you. I like that. This is a very recent show.
It is.
Oh.
The reason why I did that little anecdotal message on the first sentence was because this show... makes me happier when I watch it. Like, it makes me want to choose joy.
How many seasons?
I think three. Yeah,
three.
So this is Bob Ross's TV?
No.
So a different kind of joy in your life.
Yeah,
it's recent.
The main character of this show, shows what it means to choose joy every day. And
got it.
He's got it.
Yeah. It is. I've only seen the first two seasons, but at least that first season. That first season was phenomenal.
Oh, it's so good.
Sports thing.
It actually is.
It is.
It's a sports thing.
I mean, I wouldn't. Well, no, I guess
call it a sports thing. This is one of those shows that's like
it has sports, but it doesn't.
You've seen this, Presley?
You have.
I love this show.
It's actually a. I need to watch season three. Zach, is season three any good?
I stopped.
I love season three.
Okay.
Halfway through season two.
What are y'all talking
Guess
about?
What?
No. This is the craziest part.
Who do you have to thank for a job?
His dad is in this.
What?
What?
No.
What's his dad's name?
Oh.
Jerry Seinfeld? So it's
his dad's real name.
Monsters, Inc.
Ted. Yeah, we can say it's Ted.
That's Ted Talk?
Ted?
Ted.
What's a cowboy do?
Ted Lasso?
Ted Lasso.
Yes!
There it is.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Jerry Seinfeld?
Let's just walk you right up to it.
Hold your hand, honey.
Hold it, baby.
That wrinkle?
Zach, that was a really good one. I liked that one.
Right here.
The
wrinkle.
That was not at all the direction I was thinking.
There's a bunch of wrinkles
like
in this.
Like, at
thing.
All.
Were you thinking more southeast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe northwest. Maybe north-south.
Alrighty.
Anyway.
In the north-north-south. Hey,
yeah. Alright, here's a movie. Like Presley said, I'll say that once. Movie. Oh. As I just said it twice. A man known as Seven plays cards with a banker in order to stop terrorism. He ends up getting hit in the avocados multiple times.
Yep.
Avocados
Got
mean...
It.
Testicles.
Male this one's a pretty straightforward testicle. One.
I like
genitalia.
That. I'm surprised I didn't get it immediately.
Seven. I'm kind of surprised too.
Can I get it again?
007?
All right, so it is. A man known as Seven plays cards with a banker in order to stop terrorism. He ends up getting hit in the avocados multiple times.
Yeah. Avocados.
He gets hit in the...
Oh, ow, that hurt.
So that's a reference because of the...
Oh,
what
ouch.
Was it, the scenes?
That's a reference because of the
trying to
what?
Visualize it. He's doing something.
It's not kicked.
I can do
it's...
more than help you visualize.
You remember that scene? No, it's there's a whole scene about that.
I never watched that one. Are you talking about the old one from like 2007?
It's yeah, like 2006, 2007, somewhere in there.
Listen to me. I don't know.
No, this is what I will say. I didn't acknowledge it because I was in the middle of saying something to Zach. But Shmev, you actually were exactly right when you said something. Yeah. I guess you just know. You said that you know it.
Just one of the things you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no idea.
He gave the biggest hint you could possibly give in there.
I kind of did, yeah.
Seven.
The girl from Stranger Things?
Oh,
that's you looked at me. You looked at me strange when I
it's
said
a gas
something.
Station.
First thing I said right after he said it.
It was. Shmev was like, wait, does that mean this? James. And then that's exactly
so
what it meant.
007.
Yeah.
007.
Oh.
Do you guys know
That's
which one
movie?
Or the name of it?
Yeah.
Wait,
I don't know which one.
Did
not know
Layton.
That. I haven't seen a lot of movies.
This is a movie?
I like blueberries.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So who wants to say it?
It's James Bond, 007.
Yeah, but what's the title of it?
Oh. Grand something.
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale.
I thought
is
the
that
movie
the newest?
Called 007.
No, the movie's called... No, it's called James Bond, Casino Royale.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, just it was funny when you were like, is that a movie? I'm like, yes, James Bond.
Oh, no, I've heard that. I just didn't know that was his nickname.
Yes, but no. And then, Zach, the scene about the avocados, there's actually a whole, like, kind of torture scene to where the bad guy, he has, like, a sack of something, and James Bond is, like, stripped naked to a chair, and he actually keeps hitting him there over and over again. That's an actual scene in the movie.
I may not watch this movie.
It is.
Meanwhile, Presley looks
very, very weird, and yeah. Well, I'm glad I'm entertaining for you guys.
You're like,
oh my god!
Holy!
Layton, give
me
your
phone. Wow!
Whoa!
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready?
All right, I'm glad
Zach,
that I can keep you guys entertained.
Zach, your phone fell.
We were just doing that because Zach was. All right, here we go. A fat guy plans on losing so his kids can blow into metal, but a thief forces him to win. Oh, and Joe Rogan's in this movie.
Actually?
Oh, I don't know of any movie that has that? Even like a reference to him.
One more time.
Presley should know this. We saw it when we were younger. A fat guy plans on losing so his kids can blow into metal. But a thief forces him to win.
What? Does this have... Well, no, never mind. I don't want to say it because then I'd give it away.
Yeah,
it was pre-bald Rogan.
I think so.
Fear Factor cameo.
Not that early. But I think he... I don't know if he was fully bald at this point. I can't remember. He's only in one scene. I'm just saying that he's on the fan.
Like a sports boxing movie? Does this star him? Movie?
Not him.
Oh, it's not Jack. Does, I was thinking with Jack Black.
Does
like
this
School of Rock
movie have... Is Zach in this movie?
Mm-hmm. As what part?
Yeah, well, we said Zach was this character.
Who, Anthony Fantano?
Oh, no. Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Oh.
Is it Mall Cop?
Is it that?
No.
It's not Paul Blart.
No.
Is it the one?
It's a different movie. He has to fight.
Comedy?
There does it go. Have to do with animals?
No. Not
I cannot no remember the movie, but he does have to fight.
What's it called? I went to see this in theaters.
Did you really?
Theaters. Yes.
Theaters.
What is it called?
That feels good.
Oh, Grown Ups?
No.
Oh.
Grown Ups 2.
What is it called?
You got it.
They have a literal song for it.
It's yeah.
What do you call a bang?
You gotta put a face to it.
I got it.
Here comes the boom.
What is this?
Here comes the boom.
Yeah.
Here comes the boom.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
With Kevin James.
I don't know.
And apparently Joe Rogan.
He's in it.
It was very good.
Here comes the boom.
Gosh, I got so excited.
Yes, you did. I liked it.
I haven't thought about that movie in so long.
I like that movie.
It's a good movie. Inspirational.
It's Here Comes the Boom.
Zach's in it.
It's Here Comes the Boom.
By Are Boom you ready?
Wait. Yeah.
This is my badly explained movie.
Okay.
So,
all right.
This is the most realistic movie you can ever find. It's about a man and his best friend and how they spend their time together until the man's best friend ends up dying in a very common way.
Was he shot?
No.
Poisoned?
No.
Old age?
Old age or heart attack was the first. Yeah, those were the first two things that come out. Meanwhile, I think like, he was
shot?
Did he get hit by a poison dart?
Assassinated.
It's very common nowadays.
Very common to be assassinated.
Okay, so there are two friends, mm-hmm. and they grow up and spend their time together until one dies of old age.
That is literally the movie. It's normal. Completely normal. There's not any, like, plot twists. There's not any just complete drama. It's...
I haven't seen it.
I don't know. Zach knows because Zach's on fire.
I'm going to need to know.
The end of this movie is known for making people cry.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, I absolutely got it.
I'm going to need to know who the actor is to even have a chance into this.
Oh, I can't do that.
Nope.
Yeah, you can.
We talked about him earlier, though, didn't we?
I don't think so.
Wait, is this not The Notebook?
No.
No. Oh. I thought that, but that has a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Notebook has... Twists. Yeah.
That's one more time?
I'm thinking also, that.
Also, Robert De Niro.
Also, are these, like, is this a couple or just, like, two guys that...
It's not a couple.
It's not a couple.
Two friends? Freeman.
Two friends.
It has...
This it is has the most Freeman. Realistic movie you can ever find. It's about a man and his best friend. And how they spend their time together until the man's best friend dies in a very common way.
Death.
Friends?
He dies.
The man's best
death.
Friend dies.
So a dog.
Best friend.
Oh,
Marley
I know
and
the
me.
Marley and me. Marley and me. Yeah.
I was not going to guess
movie
that.
That movie made
okay.
me cry.
Yeah, see? It's Marley just normal.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Like, wow. Not a lot that goes on in that until the dog dies.
I think that's like the beauty of it, though. You know, it shows the simplicity.
It's not a bad movie.
Life.
It's okay.
Oh, no. I hate it. I watched it once when I was like 10, and I'll never watch it again.
It's not bad. You hated
it's got Owen Wilson in it.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. It was almost like I did this bit 30 seconds ago. Wow.
I don't think I've seen this.
I've seen it once. It's been a while.
I thought you were going to say Old Yeller or something, which I also haven't seen.
I can definitely see Zach crying in this movie.
Anyone where there's a dog in there?
Yeah. This looks sad.
Anchorman.
Yeah, that kicks the dog off a bridge.
Wildest thing I've ever seen.
But then the dog came back. He didn't die.
Yeah,
how?
The dog ended up fighting a bear in that movie.
I remember the first time I was watching that with all you guys, and I said, "Does the dog die?" And Shmeb looked at me and said, "No." And then, literally 10 seconds later, they drop kick the dog off a bridge.
But he didn't die.
A bridge.
He didn't die.
Shmeb didn't lie.
That's one of my favorite scenes in any movie ever.
Love that movie.
If it was a guinea pig,
I was just going to say it's going to land in the PetSmart parking lot. So I was just going to say that.
Man. All right, Presley.
Nice. You ready?
Second one off the internet.
The first was original.
That's
right. This one isn't, though.
This one's
not. I know
not.
I write all mine on the spot, but at least they're original.
Yeah. At least I was here on time.
Got him. Burn.
A pair of brothers with a classic car fight the paranormal on a 15-year road trip instead of pursuing a career in modeling.
Fast and Furious. Is it?
No.
Okay.
I was going to say.
Thanks.
I did not listen to any of that because of the noise you made at the beginning. So I need you to literally repeat all of that.
I've got it.
Well, there.
Just go ahead and say it again. Please and thank you.
A pair of brothers with a classic car fight the paranormal on a 15-year road trip instead of pursuing a career in modeling.
So they're hot?
Oh,
this
wait.
Is,
a lot of people, yeah, they make a big deal
like,
out of that.
This is my girlfriend's favorite show.
Does this also have, wait, oh, show?
Mm-hmm. That's a show.
Oh, wait.
Super
I've done this
long
one before.
Running show.
Oh.
It's been going for years.
Super long.
Super long.
Super long.
Don't say man.
Super.
Someone say the
no,
actors
I get that
it's
super something. Oh yeah. And I still have never even seen a single episode of
Supernatural, guys.
Yeah, I've never seen
Supernatural.
I got that now. I've never seen a single episode.
Neither have I.
I've seen some
I don't
the first
care
season.
To.
I haven't seen anything.
You got pretty repetitive, actually.
I went to watch the first episode a few months ago, and I couldn't even finish.
Not going to lie, my first thought was just because of the modeling thing, so I didn't even think of like the car. My first thought was... what's the movie to where Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson are like models?
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of that movie?
Zoolander.
Yeah.
That was the first thing that I thought of for some reason.
Who are the actors in it?
Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller.
No. And,
oh.
No.
I don't even know.
Okay.
They're known for Supernatural.
That's it. That's all they're known for. Actually, in real life, they seem really cool.
Good job.
Good job, Presley. Knocked over some water.
Thanks.
And you interrupted me.
Oh, wow.
But at least you were on.
But at least I wasn't.
He's on the bottom of the list today.
They're on the bottom of each other's
right.
lists.
So this is a show. The only person that can judge me is an old white lady.
That's it?
What? That's
it. Presley.
That's it.
That could be so many different shows.
All right, that puts me up on the list.
Say
it again, because I'm
the only person that can judge me.
Oh,
I got it.
Never mind.
But
when you emphasize it like that, yeah.
Old white lady.
How many judges do you know?
Yeah, got it.
Oh, let's see here.
There's Dr. Phil.
I know.
Yeah, it's along the lines of those types of
There's God.
Spelling bee judges.
You just compared Dr. Phil to God.
No.
Old white lady.
He does judge you, though. Dr. Phil, he doesn't provide any solutions.
Dr. Phil's the most infuriating TV show.
Is he even a doctor?
If you get a speeding ticket, where might you have to go?
I'd probably go. I'd get something to eat after.
Yeah. Maybe court.
Do you know what it is? Or you're just drawing this
out? Of course he knows what it is.
Okay.
That's been super clear from the minute that you started doing this.
Judy.
Of Judy.
I'm just kidding.
I thought it was Judge
Michael.
Carmichael.
Yeah.
Judge Josh.
Alrighty. So.
Oh, you got more?
Okay. Oh, I have one. I always do three.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Do it, Evan.
All
right. Slap us in the face with it.
Okay. So a kid moves from the Northeast to L.A. His uncle helps him adjust to this new, somewhat violent way of life by doing yard work and cleaning his car.
Got it.
Do you, though?
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe you're trying to throw me off.
Throw him a curveball.
If it's not this, it literally could be.
Is this an older movie?
Throw a cutter in there.
It's a movie?
It is a little bit of an older movie, yeah. I made it sound like that
because it kind of sounded like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I purposely made it like that at first because I realized that they actually had a few more similarities in describing than I thought. But yeah, it's not the Fresh Prince. But
Northeast is up here to California.
Yeah, but a kid moves from the Northeast to L.A. His uncle helps him adjust to this new, somewhat violent way of life by doing yard work and cleaning his car.
I got it.
Can I give a really good hint?
Yes, sure. Please, Presley.
This actually works out perfectly. In the remake of this movie, there is a blacksmith.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
That's crazy.
It is. See, look, there's lots of similarities.
They didn't... Did they move to... Was it L.A.?
Yeah, it was to L.A.
Oh, okay.
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid. Watch out.
You mean Cobra Kai?
Cobra Kai.
Very nice.
No, not Cobra Kai. Karate Kid.
Those are good movies.
And then they're like, oh, you mean the one with Will Smith? No!
You mean Jaden Smith. You mean the guy from Fortnite.
Yeah.
Wait, is Karate Kid in Fortnite?
I don't know. Probably.
Or like even below his bottom tier of his list now.
I'm going to see how far down on that list I can go.
Zach will put, like, the Chipotle employee he ran into the other day, like, above Presley on the list.
Chipotle employee?
Which one are you talking about?
I'm just saying something random.
Because you're saying you've seen a story I told. I was like, what?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
No. I was like, okay, cool.
It didn't happen.
A joke.
I think that's going to do it for today's episode.
Oh my gosh.
And just like about every episode, I've got to pee.
Yeah.
Layton, do you want your alone time today?
Sure.
What am I going to talk about?
Yeah. All
right. Alone time with Layton.
I've had it. Trust has had it. We'll do it for everyone.
It's my turn?
Yeah.
I think I know what I'm going to talk about.
You gonna do the outro too?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you guys for joining us. We really appreciate it. We're all going to go pee, and Layton's going to have his alone time with you. So enjoy. All
right.
Don't mess this up.
Okay. I'll try.
We love you.
Oh. Well, I'll wait for them to leave, but there's something that's been heavy on my heart recently, and I am very excited. Daniel Ricciardo is back. I know what you're thinking. Who on earth is that, you might ask? Only my favorite F1 driver. If you don't know what F1 is, you should watch F1. Some of the old farts from America are going to say, well, that's just like NASCAR. No. This is not NASCAR. They don't just drive in circles. They actually drive in swerves and have to brake. And they do a lot of overtaking. And it's exciting. Anyway, my favorite, the honey badger, if you will, biggest smile on the grid, is back. And I'm excited. I think that's all I got to say. I got a job. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, I got to do the outro. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you, Relay, for everything that you've ever done for us. And keep watching. Thank you guys for joining us for a session of awkwardness. I hope this outro was awkward enough for you. Any more protein?